Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Royals on their way to Los Angeles. They might even be there by now. Big walk-off win against the New York Yankees today. Salvaging one game out of that series. Jay Binkley, Julio Sanchez. We'll hear from Dusty Likens, by the way. He's going to chime in after Ron.
Been waiting all night for
him.
He's going to
call in about the red carpet. That's where Dustman is tonight. But joining us now, the lead analyst from ArrowheadPride.com, someone that I've enjoyed talking to throughout the season and through the draft. Now it's time to chill out. The OTAs are done. Mandatory minicamp's done, Ron. Now we have to sit and wait for training camp.
You know, I'm good with it, Jay. I'm good. I need this time to really ramp up and get ready to preview the season. You know, we get all this mini camp, these OTAs. You know, we hear, you know, the press conferences and clips that don't really mean that much because they're 11-on-11. You know, but you know, not pads, not contact, man. I need a little time to get ready for camp. Get ready to bring y'all some fun coverage. So I'm excited, man. The countdown's underway, I should say.
No, really, it's time to shut things down. They have the ring ceremony, of course, tonight. Then it's about kind of just chilling out and hopefully everybody under the radar until training camp. Is there something you're looking forward to most, Ron, in camp? Andy Reid did speak on the Kingsley v. Wanye battle today.
Yeah, I think that's one of them. I think the rookies in general is probably, and I should say maybe on the offensive side specifically, I think the rookie class is really intriguing this year, and I'm really excited to see them in camp. Obviously, we haven't really gotten to see Xavier Worthy at all with the team stuff because he has been nursing that hamstring injury, which, you know, obviously they're taking it, you know, easy. There's no reason to push that kind of thing in OTAs and mini camp. But I'm excited to see all that speed on the field at the same time, you know, in terms of the receiving core. You know, once Worthy gets out there, they have Hollywood Brown too, who, you know, he had some comments yesterday that I thought were very interesting because it really feels like he's someone that is excited for the opportunity to prove something. You know, Hollywood Brown, he's kind of an underrated player in the NFL. You know, he was a first round pick. You know, everyone loved his speed coming out, but he's just been in some offenses, some weird situations where maybe he hasn't, you know, flourished all the way. You know, obviously that early Ravens offense, so run heavy. You know, he was that number one receiver, and you know, but that offense just really didn't feature the pass game as much. And then in Arizona, they did, you know, they threw around the ball a lot more, but obviously, you know, they've had some struggles themselves, you know, with just having a competent offense the last couple of years. I think he's really fired up to be in an offense that can really utilize his skill set, really, you know, earn him that big deal that he's hoping to get next summer, obviously on that 1 year contract. It feels like he's motivated, man. He had a particular quote about how, you know, people say, oh, I can only do this or I can only do that. But Coach Reid has put me in position to do a lot of things. I think that tells you that, you know, you're not just getting, you know, someone to replace MBS on those deep passes. You know, we're getting a true playmaker, someone that's going to make plays, you know, on short passes, on passes over the middle, and then also on those deep bombs. I think Hollywood Brown is fired up to have a huge season.
Yeah, and he's no stranger to the end zone. 28 touchdowns in his career since 2019. Did have that 1,000-yard season, 91 catches. When he was in Baltimore, this is almost like the perfect place and fit because you're in Kansas City on a prove-it deal. It's rare that you're with a back-to-back Super Bowl champion and you come in and immediately the number one receiver. And I know Rice had a big year last year, but they don't know if he's going to miss games or when he's going to miss them. It's going to be this year or next year. And they're going to rely on Hollywood Brown's experience, and he becomes the second number one pick that'll start on this offense behind Mahomes. Mahomes and Hollywood Brown, the only two first-round picks on offense. Xavier Worthy clearly is, but we'll see when he'll be acclimated. I don't see him being a starter right away. But Mahomes talked about Hollywood a lot, too, and that's always a great thing when your quarterback is talking up the receiver as much as he has been with Hollywood Brown, because he's going to really open up this offense, or at least we think he's going to open up this offense.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been clear this spring and summer, right? It almost has become cliche to keep saying, oh, the Chiefs are looking to get the deep passes going more this year, obviously. Last couple of years, you know, they've struggled to really, you know, unlock that. And I think last year, a lot of the problem was just how the consistency of the pass game in terms of, we all thought, having the receivers out there that they had, not running, maybe routes consistently, not catching the pass consistently, not lining up on sides consistently. There was just so many little things last year that really impacted Mahomes's consistency, in terms of passing on the short and intermediate passes and really forcing a defense to account for those and maybe giving the long ball, letting that open up a little more. Defenses, were really able to kind of just hang out and not be, threatened by those shorter passes. And then you saw, obviously, once the playoffs hit, that all kind of changed. I think Rice, obviously, his development really helped that. But I also just think, I think the short to intermediate passes were a lot more consistent. Again, Rice is a part of that. And that helped, MBS get open down the field a little more. That helped, guys, find space. McColl had the huge pass in the Super Bowl. That's where I think having, as many, you mentioned the Chiefs not having as many first-round picks, Mahomes and Hollywood Brown. Well, now they have Xavier Worthy, too, in there. And so I think that was the real big thing this offseason was getting more talent in the receiving core. And that goes to Jared Wiley, too, the TCU tight end they picked. He has a chance to really, boost the 13 personnel sets, those three tight end sets they were really successful at when they had Jody Fortson healthy. And he was that third tight end behind Noah Gray and Travis Kelce. That was a big part of the Super Bowl victory, Super Bowl 57, against the Eagles that year, a couple of years ago. That 13 personnel, the ability to get defenses in heavier formations, right, and have that run threat. And Pacheco has absolutely given them a run threat. They have the offensive line to give that run threat. And they can run it down your throats. They've proved that. But having the ability, like they did with Fortson when he was here, having that third tight end that truly, he can stretch the field. That was the cool part about Fortson. You saw him make some big plays. Jared Wiley has that same athleticism, that same linear speed where he can really get down the field. If you get him the ball in space, he's going to really take advantage of as much as he can. He's a good run after catch guy in terms of, just his speed. I think that's a big part of the offense too. It's not just having the vertical speed they have now with Brown and Xavier Worthy in the mix. If they're on the field together, giving guys the space underneath, it's also being able to get into run formations where, you're really forcing the defense to give that, give Pacheco credit, give the run offense credit. And then boom, you can still spread out. You can still throw to athletic tight ends like Travis, like Noah Gray, like Jared Wiley. I really think they're setting themselves up to be, super versatile in terms of how they can create explosive plays. Whether they're spread out with a bunch of receivers and have all that speed on the field or they have bigger tight ends, man, it looks like they can still make big plays. And so they're really set up well this year to have Mahomes kind of, open it up a lot more than he's been able to the last couple of years.
Well, Coach Dykes is Jared Wiley's coach at SMU or TCU was talking a lot about, his red zone acumen and things he could do and how cerebral of a football player he was. He'd come to the sideline and tell him things that he saw out there that he think they should change, and they did change him. Andy Reid spoke about him too. Travis Kelce talked about him kind of being ahead of the curve than he was as a rookie. Do you have a favorite draft pick with that now? I mean, have you thought about that with that or Jaden Hicks? I am curious at this point, now that we've gone through camps and the mandatory mini camps, is it Kingsley? I mean, who is your Ron Kopp's favorite draft pick?
Well, now that we're thinking so hard about 2024, because I did say Kingsley when it first happened, just because it was such a value. But, that is a long-term thing, right? That is something that we may not see Kingsley too much this season. And if we do, it's not a bad thing necessarily, but he does need some development to really be the future left tackle that he can be. He has such an athletic base, and so that's why I like it for the long term. But, we're getting into, previewing this season particularly. And so when I put it just with that, I do like the Wiley pick as one of my favorites. But, I really like the fact that, they got Xavier Worthy in a spot where, he can be, in the future, obviously, he can turn into a more versatile receiver. Hollywood Brown, as I kind of mentioned him as kind of maybe the ceiling or maybe kind of the goal if you're Xavier Worthy to become a guy that, in my opinion, Hollywood Brown is much more than a deep threat. You see him catch balls in traffic. You see him make plays after the catch. That's where Xavier Worthy can shine as well. Being a true route runner, I think, we've seen the speed in Kansas City where, you can have speed, but maybe it doesn't turn into being a great route runner. Mecole Hardman is a good example of that, where, yeah, that game-breaking speed can make you an immediate impact player in the NFL, but, you know, that has to develop over time, you know, in the future. Well, the thing with Xavier Worthy is he doesn't have to necessarily worry about, you know, developing too much in the immediate future. You know, having Hollywood Brown, Travis Kelce, Rashee Rice surrounding him, and even other guys, you know, I mean, even guys like Justin Watson, you know, even veteran receivers like that, it allows Xavier Worthy to really, you know, come into the offense and be in a more simplified role where he can really take advantage of his explosiveness, his record-breaking speed, obviously. He doesn't have to do too much. We saw Mecole his rookie year when Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, you know, were in their primes, right, and just taking attention from every, from the defense and opening things up for others. Mecole had an insanely productive rookie season in that role where he was, you know, the guy catch. I think he had a 20. I think it was about 20 yards a catch. I think that year it could be a little lower. But all that to say, I think Xavier Worthy is in such a good position to not have to develop too much right away. He can be in a very, you know, Andy Reid's going to scheme him up. He's going to, you know, be open just because there's going to be so much attention on other guys, and he just has that game breaking speed, man, where he could really, you know, he could really turn some plays that maybe only turn, you know, 30, 40 yards into 80-yard touchdowns and all that kind of thing. So I'm excited to see him in the offense, and we just haven't been able to see it yet, obviously, you know, because he's been injured like we mentioned. But, man, you know, when he does get healthy and they can put, you know, all those guys in the field at the same time, just naturally he's going to be the one maybe that doesn't get as much of the attention. And if the Chiefs know how to take advantage of that and someone with his speed, man, you get him in any sort of space, it's really going to be trouble for the defense. So I'm excited for him right away.
And final question for you, Ron. I'm talking to Ron Copley, the analyst, arrowheadpride.com. The defense, do you think they'll take a step back because they have increased sacks the last 2 years? They went from 55 record for the Chiefs is 60 during a season and went to 57. But do you expect with L'Jarius Sneed out of the equation that they can still be as dominant as they've been in the past?
You know, when you look at just like rankings and numbers, it will be hard to top what they did last year, right? In terms of the yardage, the total yards, the points per game. They were elite last year and number two in the NFL. Even if those numbers don't quite, you know, rank as highly as maybe they did last season, I think this defense is still going to be in position to win games like they were last year, right? I think this defense still has the talent up front. And that was, and that really is the key to you know, we all are so impressed with the young defensive backs, you know, the coverage, you know, how good it's been. But it all starts up front with the pressure. And you just mentioned it all with the sack numbers. They retained Chris Jones. They brought back Mike Dana. You know, this defensive line is a lot of the same. You know, obviously Charles Omenihu is going to have the injury, which is rough. You know, that is going to be a miss. But you hope that a guy like Felix Anudike-Uzomah can develop a little bit more and help, you know, with that Omenihu absence at first. They do have the pressure packages still to get after them. You know, they still have the linebackers like a Drew Tranquil that is a really good pass rusher, you know, when they send him on a blitz. You know, Leo Chenault, I mean, my gosh, you know, I'm excited for his development. I really feel like he could be, you know, what we all liked about Willie, except maybe a little more consistently. And he's got that pass rush presence as well. All that to say is I think they got the front stacked up so well that I think the defensive backfield, even if it does take a step back in terms of just pure talent, without Sneed, I think this pressure is going to allow them to still, you know, take advantage of things like they did last year. You know, Justin Reed, you know, being the veteran he is, covering up stuff. You know, Trent McDuffie is obviously, you know, I hope they keep him in the slot a little more this year. It's already been, you know, he's already been talking about how he's playing more on the outside and not as much as that nickel player, which I do want to make sure they keep him in the slot. I think that could be a low-key reason why maybe the secondary doesn't improve as much as if they take McDuffie's playmaking away from the slot and kind of pigeonhole him on the outside. I don't think that's the best way to use his talents. But all that to say, man, they have the talent up front. They have the guys in the front seven that can be good in run defense and also, you know, get after the quarterback, and that's just going to help the secondary, who is still super talented, but just without Sneed, I do think you won't see as much of a drop-off. I think this defense can still win them games like they did last year in big moments, right, in the postseason. I think that's absolutely still the case, even if they don't rank top two in both categories, yards and points, like they did last year.
Sure, great stuff, Ron. Ron Copley, the analyst, arrowheadpride.com. Great stuff, Ron. Chiefs getting their rings tonight. We'll talk to Dusty Likens about that coming up in just a little bit. But anyway, enjoy a couple weeks off, man. Enjoy your time off, and we'll see you at training camp.
Yes, sir. St. Joe, it's coming. Appreciate you guys.
All right, take care, man. There you go, Ron Kopp right there. We'll check in with Dustman, who's been at the red carpet, and find out exactly. By the way, the Panthers up 1-0 on the Oilers, looking to take a 3-0 advantage over Edmonton after the first period in the NHL Finals. But hopefully we'll check in with Dustman next.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to After Hours. Jay Binkley, Julio Sanchez, producing the operation. Dustman, the normal host of After Hours, on the red carpet. Man, there's so many things to talk to Dusty about. I mean, obviously, we'll talk the red carpet and ring ceremony, but the U.S. Open started today, too. And it's always fun. And then the NHL, of course, 1-0 in the first period. But now let's check in with Dusty, who's hot on the red carpet. What's up, Dustman?
Not much, Binkley. By the way, don't ask me anything about the NHL. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I just hope the Florida Panthers win for all those Florida fans out there. That's just ironic that they have a good hockey team. But
they're up 1-0 in that hotbed in Miami.
Although I am a huge Houston Oilers fan, if you know what I mean, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? But
oil cans.
That's right. How was the red carpet? I'm sure it was hot. Everybody's saying it's hot. We know it's hot. I mean, hell, it's summertime. It's going to be hot. This is what happens.
Yeah, I don't want to complain because, I mean, I bet there's a lot of people that would, you know, probably want to be there and see the event as it was. It felt a lot like Game of Thrones. they had the violins in the back. They had all the ivy and the flowers, and everybody looked great. Everybody knows who they are. Everybody knows who's the important character. Just a lot of good-looking people, and then just sweating, melting media members. And I was one of them. I looked like a square of butter on top of pancakes in the middle of all those beautiful athletes and their wives and girlfriends.
Did you wear a suit, Dusty, or is it did you go tux?
That's a funny story. So I read the email before I went. I guess I missed the fine print. It said it was a business formal or formal casual. I wore a 610 polo, khakis, Air Force Ones, and aviators.
You know what? Air Force One's not a bad choice. Didn't Andy Reid have the red Air Force Ones on?
He did. He had the all-black tux, and he was rocking the same shoes as mine. A little bigger size, I'm sure, but I bet he's probably like a size 15 shoe. But, all red Air Forces. It was a sight to see. If you want, when it came to the people that were dressed, I mean, Chris Jones. By the way, Chris Jones looks like I know it's pre-camp cliches, and that's a Fesco thing, but Chris Jones looked like a thin mint. He had this, like, floral, like almost like a spearmint look of a jacket with like these, like a floral design, and he looked lean and mean, and you know, he was ready to get after it tonight. We talked to him for a little bit. I asked him a couple questions, you know, and Aaron Ladd of 41 was right next to me, and you know, he was really ready to enjoy this night because he obviously missed it last year with a stomach bug, is what he said, is why he wasn't there last year. You know, maybe it was, but he was excited to get there. I asked him, you know, I said, you might be the, you know, top three best dressed. I mean, Kelsey showed up in the all red suit, rocking an 87 chain. Chris Jones wore the outfit he had. And Mecole Hardman, surprisingly, in the running for top three best dressed of the evening tonight. Yeah, he looked good, man. He had diamonds on his teeth. He had like a nice little turquoise, looked like a seafoam green Fender Strat guitar. Shout out to Blink-182 fans. You know that look if you know that. But yeah, just a really cool event. You know, obviously it's one of those places where like you can kind of feel the importance of it. And, you could tell they were all ready to just go in there and lean back, get their jewelry, kick back and have a few cocktails or, you know, some brews, whatever it is. I'm sure Mahomes will over under at least 15.5 Coors Lights tonight.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you do that? I mean, they're getting used to this as old hat for them, Dusty, showing up here. Were you down wasn't last year at Union Station, right? And this year is at the Nelson Art Gallery. How did that go?
So it was great. Like I said, it looked like a Game of Thrones scene. By the way, okay. House of Dragons season 2 Sunday night.
Is that right?
Season 2 premiere. Yeah, 64 minutes. I'm a nerd, Binkley.
All right.
But everybody no, if you obviously you're a beer guy, so Boulevardy is going on. So that's why it wasn't at Union Station.
Oh.
So they had him in the courtyard per se, and I really wanted to see Clark Hunt like show up in a helicopter and land on the pad in the water that's out there and then have like one of those invisible bridges and just be like, here we are, Chiefs Kingdom. Look at all this I've built and all this sort of thing. So, but yeah, it was in like the backyard of Union Station, and it was really, really well put together. And like I said, just a really special event for a really special time to be a Kansas City sports fan in the city. As we did this again last year, we did it again this year, and you know, hopefully we do it again next year.
Did you notice Mitch Holtis' shoes? My dude Craig Greco painted those. He did last year with this saying, like, disrespect the Chiefs. You had to deal with the Chiefs. And this year it was touchdown Kansas City shoes he painted.
Yeah, he was off to the side. It looked like an elevated prom, I guess you could say. Like, they had a side over on where people would take pictures, you know, if you want to get, like, a nice little, like, photo shot opportunity. You know, you go over there and do it. And Mitch was kind of over there talking to some people, getting some one-on-ones. But the shoes of his outfit definitely stood out. Also rocking a nice sport jacket like always. Mitch is – I know this is going to date me, but Mitch has some swag. Like, his riz is immaculate, man. He knows what he's doing. He's like a better-looking version of George Brett.
Well, Dusty, also one of your loves is golf. Love watching the U.S. Open. That was today. Scottie Scheffler goes with a different look. He went with the clean-shaven look, and he finishes plus one instead of minus. Did that matter to Scottie Scheffler?
Yeah, I mean, I know he never will because he's, you know, he's a good Christian guy. He means well. He's a very kind soul. I wish he would just lean in to the the arrested mode because
the beard is
he
nice,
gets arrested. He, you know what I mean? And then he comes out here today. But no, man, Pinehurst is tough, man. It'll make you just want to cuss certain words that you don't even want to say because of the rough and the way the greens roll. And I'm sure you watched that video today, but the shocking story is Cantlay, who I'm not a huge fan of Patrick Cantlay, kind of boring, not my kind of golfer. And then Rory goes out there and shoots a bogeyless round, and he's
tied
right there at the top. And Rory's been in the news. He was going to get divorced, and he's not going to get divorced. And then when he announces he's not going to get divorced, he shoots right back up at the top. And if there's anybody that's pining and starving for a major, it's nobody else than Rory McIlroy, because I really do think, I'm sure you watch Full Swing, I really do think the Brooks Koepka thing got to him, because, you know, there's times when people get things and, like, you want to be kind and respect him. It's like when you get a speeding ticket from a cop, and he's like, have a nice day, you too, thank you. Like, why did I just tell that cop thank you for giving me a speeding ticket? Same thing with Rory McIlroy and Brooks. Like, hey, I won another major, I'm, you know, got more than you now. Congratulations, Brooks. But really, Rory just, he could be a story, but again, Pinehurst number two, man. When we get to Saturday, Binkley, I know you and I will be texting each other all day long because moving day at Pinehurst number two for the U.S. Open is one of the most electric, and it sounds, you know, contradicting, but it's one of the most electric days in sports because everybody knows the greens are going to be brutal. Everybody knows the roughs are going to be brutal. You tack on a chance to, like, move up in the rankings on the leaderboard, all that goes in together on Saturday, and the U.S. Open gets absolutely amazing.
Well, it's going to be tough, and Bryson DeChambeau's at -3. He was at -4 and finished
How about that drive today, Binkley? 350, 197 ball speed, went like 5 feet from the green.
What green is that? Is that 13 or whatever that they did that test with? Where they dropped the golf ball on the middle of it, and it rolls all the way down the hill? Here's the thing. Scotty's 6 shots back, but would it be out of the realm of possibility for someone to shoot a couple triple bogeys in this? No.
Absolutely not. And one thing the U.S. Open always prides itself on is they don't want negative numbers. Like, they want somebody to win with a red number. That's just like a flex of the course. Pin placement will be interesting tomorrow. You mentioned 13. I know Sunday it's going to be, like, I'm pretty sure it's going to be that back right. That fairway on 18 is just slowly dwindling away to where, like, it's like basically just like a landing strip of fairway, and then it's like good luck to get to the green from here because it's sand and shrub and all this sort of stuff on there. But yeah, I mean, look, I think if you're anywhere right now from what's the leaders at -5, right? Cantlay and Rory.
Yeah.
I think if you're anywhere, you got to think, obviously those guys are great, you got to think they're probably not shooting 500 again tomorrow. And if you can just keep yourself anywhere around even +1 to maybe 1 under tomorrow and kind of stay there, you're going to make it. And give yourself a chance. And then when it's Saturday, let's say that Cantlay and Rory and Edberg all kind of slowly go down to like -2, -3. anybody from -3 to +3 will have an outstanding chance to take down a major or a U.S. Open tournament championship, I should say.
It's going to be frustrating for your favorite golfer watching them because they could be looking great, then all of a sudden melt down on a hole, which is weird. We saw Scottie Scheffler win last week by melting down at certain points, and then he would come back and play extremely well. Or no, he didn't score, did he, much on Sunday? Did he have any birdies? I don't know if he did or not, but he still won, but he didn't have any birdies, did he?
No, he just takes the Tiger Woods approach, which is, I'm just going to make par, and I'm going to make these guys make a drastic move, and then if I need to turn it on, because there's no better iron player, ball-striking player in the entire planet that God has created than Scottie Scheffler. Plus, you add on that he knows exactly the distance to almost like the inch. Plus, he's around the greens of the U.S. Open, which is why I thought, obviously, he was, I think, +325, which is insane to have as an opening shot in golf at betting. And I thought just the way he is around the greens. But then the other thing that really can kind of get Scotty sometimes is putting. And, you know, you put all that together with his soft hands around the green and his iron striking. This should be a good tournament because, look, wedges and irons are going to win the U.S. Open. That's just what's going to happen. I know putting's, everybody there, we all know putting's cliche. You got to try for dough and putt, or drive for show, putt for dough. But it's inside 110. Those wedges, those irons, that just right there, because you saw the video of the rough where they threw the ball in it, and you can't see. It's like, where's Waldo, or where in the world is Carmen San Diego? You go into the rough, man, you're not finding that golf ball. You got to stay in the fairway, and you got to be clean when you strike that ball and get it to the green, because like you said, those things are turtle shells, man. It's on there, and then you blink, and it rolls off at like 10 miles per hour.
Well, Scottie Scheffler wins the Memorial last week. What, do you have like 5 putts that like lipped out? I mean,
yeah.
he lost 5 strokes just because of doing that.
Oh, yeah, make you want to, you know, just cuss in church, how frustrating that
could
be.
Did he keep the same putter? That's the question.
Yeah, well, I would think so. I don't think he's given up that quickly on it. It's won him a lot of tournaments, that putter has.
No, it has, but he had 5 or 6 strokes he could have had just by not lipping out. It was crazy. But, Dusty, glad you had fun that night on the red carpet. This is becoming an annual tradition for you. They keep winning Super Bowls, and you keep doing this?
Yeah, I mean, they keep winning and they keep accepting my credential requests, and the boss puts me out there, man. I'm there with a smile on my face, and I can ask a random question. You know my personality. I don't mind if it's, I don't care if it's Chris Jones, Tommy Townsend, Trent McDuffie. By the way, I heard your defensive take about maybe it takes a step down with Ron Kopp Jr. Look, McDuffie, I asked him tonight. I said, Legarius is gone. Like, do you feel like that role kind of lands on your shoulder? And he said, look, I'm excited. We got a talented room. And I'm excited to kind of really step up and be a big leader in this locker room. So expect a big season out of Trent McDuffie. He seems poised. He seems ready to go. And seems like he's really ready to take this role and embrace it as what NFL, they ranked him as the second best corner in the league. So soft starter Trent McDuffie, you got him on your team. And I think that's why they're okay partying with a guy like Legarius Sneed.
And I'm expecting Josh Williams to have big things with him this year as well.
Oh, it was also good to see BJ there tonight.
Yeah, that's right. BJ Thompson was there, wasn't he?
He was there, walking well, looked healthy, looked awesome. Good, and, it was good to see him there, especially with the conditions, how hot it is and what he's been through. It was awesome to see him out there and about and kind of enjoying the moment.
Yeah, that was cool to see him there. I'm glad he was able to make that. I mean, that was a scary situation that he went through, but glad he made through it. Dusty, you stay cool, my friend. I know you're going to enjoy the Open. I know you're going to enjoy the Royals in Los Angeles. They should be landing pretty close to now. So
yeah, I'm gonna take an ice cold shower, and then I'm gonna watch the replay of the U.S. Open shirtless and enjoy a pulled pork sandwich. I deserve it, man. I lost 10 pounds out there.
Do you shower beers? Because that was a discussion I had with CDOT yesterday. Shower beers,
of course.
Okay, so you do that. I do too.
Yeah, of course. 16-ounce Miller High Life, and it normally doesn't make it out of the shower with any liquid left in it.
All right, my man, Dustman, enjoy tonight. A lot of good sports this weekend. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for holding down the fort and tell Julio Sanchez that I love him.
All right, brother, we will. We'll do that.
Later.
Julio Sanchez excited about getting another ring and his pool that he's got open at this point as well. Life is good for Julio Sanchez.
It's a hard life.
It is. It is. And I'll make you a golf fan yet. Actually, I don't think I will, but I'll try.
Nah, I'm good. Love you too, by the way, Dustman.
It's. I mean, would you rather be Scottie Scheffler? He's won 5 tournaments this year. Would you rather be Mahomes? I saw that on Twitter the other day. Which one would you rather be?
I'd still rather be Mahomes.
Mahomes for a day?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I think most people would. A golf man, Scheffler wins all the time. Like, he is a junior. He won like 75 out of like 98 tournaments, something like that. I mean, it's ridiculous how good this guy is.
I mean, look, if we're talking like the rest of my life, I probably would prefer to be Scheffler. But
yeah, I mean, if you can just go out and play golf
right
to that level.
Exactly.
100%.
Not beat your body up.
Yeah, but coming up next, we'll look back at the Kansas City Royals in the big win today, the big walk-off win. Call it a big win. I don't care what you do or not. They did beat the Yankees just 1 out of 4. But they are 10 games over 500, and that matters at this point in the season.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
And welcome back. Jay Binkley, Julio Sanchez producing the operation. Dustman checked in from the red carpet where the Chiefs getting another Super Bowl ring, which has become a yearly tradition like any other. And the Panthers in Edmonton now tied at one goal apiece.
You know, he almost sounded like he was a little miserable out there, no?
Who, Dustman?
Yeah.
He's going to go shirtless and beer and beer for the rest of the night?
I mean,
shower, beer, and shirtless.
Dirty werewolf would, but the new Dusty, no, not so much, you know?
He's pretty excited about the U.S. Open. He's going to watch some of that
when he crown gets home jewel later. Now. You know?
I knew he'd light up when we talked golf.
I know.
There's not many people that'll talk golf with me here. He will, for sure. It's almost like college football whenever Drew and I can, geek out on that.
Nerd out on it, yeah.
We 100% do that. Oh, Florida just scored again. 2-1 now. Florida Panthers in the second period.
I know
people want some exciting. I mean, when you get the game sevens, man, that's the best.
Yeah, yeah.
But the NBA, you're seeing Boston just wiped through Dallas.
Man, I gotta say, I'm pretty disappointed in the way Luka has showed himself in the finals. It's not been pleasant.
It's true. You went to the Royals game, you said, last weekend when they came back.
First game of the year on Sunday against Seattle. That was a heck of a game, man.
Well, that's the one they lost, right?
Yeah, they lost in the
10 innings.
Yeah.
But they'd come back.
Yeah.
They'd come back in that game. And then they lose 3-2. New York was just on a different planet, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it was nice to get that win today, because when New York came back and took the lead over the Royals after that great pitching performance from Marsh, it was like, crap, what's going to happen? But then, the resiliency of them, they came back and won the game. That's what you wanted to see. I mean, this wasn't the Royals of last year and 2 years ago. This is different because they came back and won that game.
They're always in it, man. They're always in it this year. And I got to say, I think it's certainly a positive momentum-wise going in. Going into LA against the Dodgers, if they would have lost today, man, in a heartbreaking fashion like that, it would have made me a lot more nervous going into this Dodger series.
Well, the Royals definitely have team's attention. It's not the same Royals they've seen in the past.
No, they're not sneaking up on people anymore.
They've got their attention. By the way, the Dodgers coming off losing 2 of 3. Including one to the Yankees.
Is that a good or a bad thing, though?
Well, they beat the Yankees 2 out of 3. But then they lost to them. They just split with Texas, and they play Texas again tonight. So we'll see what happens. They could win 2 out of 3 against the Rangers after 2 out of 3 against the New York Yankees.
I feel like it's one of those things where I'd prefer them maybe to take the game tonight, because you don't want them coming in with extra motivation because they've lost 2 of 3,
Yeah, we'll just get Walker back. Let's get Massey back. Let's get Renfro back, because Renfro's just started hitting. There's some missing pieces. Melendez to turn around and start hitting again, because that'd be great.
That would be nice.
Because he plays such good defense.
So Sunday, he hit that homer, man, to tie it.
He hit two of them over the weekend.
Yeah, that was nice. It was good to see.
But need to turn around from that. Renfro's turned it around. Can he turn it around eventually? You would hope so. But they've got to get production, from that Andrew Waters.
The outfield, man. The outfield, they need some. Got to step it up.
As long as you got Sal, which is in a bit Bobby. Of a slump at this point. Bobby. Yeah. By the way, I asked this last week when I was here at night. Who from the 2015 team would you remove and put on this team? Like, if you take one guy from that 15 roster and throw him on this one, who would it be? And I brought this up because Vernon talked about it.
I mean, you got to go with someone in the bullpen, right? Someone HDH, right?
Like Wade Davis.
Yeah, I'm thinking Wade Davis.
It's probably who I'd go. I mean, Kendrys Morales would be so fun on offense.
Yeah.
Or Lorenzo Cain.
I was going to say Lorenzo Cain.
Only guy hitting over 300 that year from that Royals team.
Yeah, because of the offense or the outfield woes.
And he'd steal your bags.
He'd
play great defense.
Yep.
Do everything. But I kind of went Wade too.
Yeah, low Kane or Wade, I think, is the right answer.
Most frustrating thing is when you're taking that one run or two run lead and you lose it.
Yeah, that's painful.
You know, like today when they had the lead, then all of a sudden they didn't have the lead anymore in the Yankees.
But then when you come back, it makes it that much more sweet, you know?
No, it does. It makes that flight to L.A. so much better, more
a little easier.
When Matty Q gets thrown out of the game, he hadn't been thrown out all year, but it's time and place. And
got to bring that passion, man.
Yeah, the team, you know, they fired up and they beat the Yankees.
They responded.
So that's fine.
Yep.
That's exactly what you want to do. But anyway, coming up next, we'll put a bow on this, the Chiefs ring ceremony, the Stanley Cup, the Kansas City Royals and what they're doing, and your reactions as well, 913-586-7610, the Jay Southland tow service text line. I'm glad we don't have to talk about Crocs anymore. It turns out they're Air Force One, so this is perfect. This is a great night now, Julio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Welcome back. Jay Binkley, Julio Sanchez. 3-1 Florida Panthers over Edmonton. I wonder if that shirtless, the boob girl's there.
You know, I heard she had to shut down all of her social media. Yeah. And
all the attention she was getting.
Well, that's what happens when you flash.
Well, I heard she wasn't going to do that anymore.
Yeah, probably not. You know, that
people loved it.
I'm sure they did, you know.
It inspired the Oilers free to show. The Stanley Cup.
Yeah, you know. Well, did it, though?
I mean, it's not helping them now.
It's not helping them now. That's right. It's a free show for nothing, you know. I mean, potentially could make her a lot of money, though, you know.
Should she have capitalized on that? Probably. I mean, you get that one time, you get that 15-minute window, you know.
You want to capitalize on that kind of thing, man?
Yeah, I mean, it's money's money, man.
Yeah, you know, you get a, is it worth selling your soul?
No.
You know, I guess she kind of already did, but
I'm not in that situation, so you know? I can't really say.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know that I could.
Yeah, but you're right. She shut down all the social media. She probably would have had every NHL player in the world hitting her up.
Who says she's not? You know?
It was a big fan.
I guess if you're going to show them for free, you might as well get paid for it.
Big fan. It was a big fan. Big fan.
Yeah, I bet. No. I'm not complaining either.
We have Ben Zobrist from that 15 team. Somebody would take.
Solid utility all around kind of guy. Dependable.
I mean, that was, I don't know, you've been here, Julio, a long time, too, and that was probably the most fun I've had that 14 and 15 year.
Oh, yeah, that was my first year here.
Of course, so. The Chiefs run, I think, you know, has been every bit as fun as that, but we didn't experience anything like that until the Royals did it.
Yeah, no, that kind of broke the mold for us, and like I said, that was my first year here, so that was like, I wish every, and then we went through the stretch, right, where things were pretty bad, so that made me enjoy it even more so.
But I went on one of those deals, and I said, hey, if you win it in 15, I'll take 10 years of mediocrity.
Yeah, you know,
I mean, I said it. I didn't realize it was going to happen.
You got it. Congratulations.
But those championships stay forever. Now, would you take a title with this team if I said 10 more years of mediocrity? Would you take one for another banner being put out there this year? Or would you rather be the Rays and just, you know, be in the postseason all the time?
Still leave the option open where they might sneak one in?
You might sneak in to get to the World Series, but you're not going to win one.
But you're not going to win one?
You're not going to win it. You're going to be relevant, but you're not going to win.
I'd take it, man. You have to.
I'd take the title,
man. I'd go through another 10 years of this if it meant winning a title. That's fine, I guess.
I mean, I
say that reluctantly,
but look how long we went. Went 85 to 2015.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you got to make that choice, you have to go with the certainty.
And it's a difficult thing to say which one you do, but because it is tough sitting there saying 10 years of mediocrity if your team's going to be that bad. And
yeah, but those downswings make those upswings so much more sweet, you know? You can't,
but they had a good year in 16, you know, and they still had a lot of their core left then.
I said it back then. They should have. Being a small market team, broke it down and got something back, and they weren't built to win in the playoffs in 16. It was just...
But they've got to do things, it's like what the Chiefs have done. You know, you turn water into wine. I mean, the Cole Reagans deal, perfect. I mean, you're making great deals. Like what J.J. Piccolo's doing is making good deals for the Royals.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to do it. You have to outsmart teams that are going to outbid you.
You have to do things differently in a smaller market.
Yeah, you got to outbeat them.
You're not the Yankees. You're not the Dodgers. You know, can't just buy things.
Well, the Royals and the Dodgers, it'll be a 9-9. Oh, you know what? Dustman might be in here. Because that's Saturday. That's the weekend series. And we don't have anybody in here on the weekend.
We do
not. Until fall.
Till fall. Till football season, you know?
I'm here a lot on the weekends.
You used to live here, Bank. I think you got a little bit of a life now, so.
No, I still do on game days. And well, they play, you know, they play every night of the week. So I'll be in here every, except for Tuesdays.
I'll be right here with you, man. Well, I'll be out there, but, you know. Fun times. Fun times.
Wish they would have had you out there tonight, Julio.
You know,
they're not speaking.
I don't know how that would
publicly
work. I don't know. I'm not the front man like Dusty is, you know. He's got that personality. I'm not quite there.
I mean, setting up sound.
Oh, yeah.
Doing
no,
your deal,
you know,
doing your deal. What do you
did not call this time, but maybe next time.
Doing your deal and what you do.
Yeah, and now that you say that, you know, I wish I would have got that call. What's going on?
You know, you will
ask some questions.
You will wait when the season starts. You'll be a busy man.
I usually am. Yep. No complaints.
But you live for the weekends.
Yeah, you know.
You like college football anymore? You still.
You know, I'm not. I just can't.
4-1 now, Florida.
Okay, so it's over. That's what you're telling me.
Well, I mean, it's not over.
It's pretty much over.
It's going to be 3-0 probably. There's still another period.
What period?
Go.
In the second period?
Second period.
That's a tough one to come back from, man. She better start showing something. They need some help.
You think that she needs to go viral again?
I mean, maybe she would if it meant they won, you know,
rally
come
boobs.
Back. Rally boobs. I like the sound of that.
2:59 in the you second know? Left. Is there time for rally boobs?
I you know, it can't hurt. Let's give it a shot. Why not?
Just saying, you never know.
This is why we're the night shift.
You never know, Julio. You never know which direction you're going to go. But anyway, college football is going to be fun this year. I think it's going to be the best all around the year for the local college.
I'm getting more into
it. Last year was really fun. I mean, the way Kansas kind of turned around with Leipold and what Missouri was doing and Kansas State. I think Kansas State's going to be a power in the Big 12, and I think Kansas could be that power in the Big 12, too.
When
you take out Texas and Oklahoma. And I think Missouri is going to be a hell of a fun team to watch this year. But the local teams, I think, are all going to be playing well. You're probably going to have the Royals in the postseason. You know, you're probably going to have the Chiefs in the postseason. So, I mean, does it get any better than what's going on in Kansas City? The current?
It's a heck of a time right now.
Sporting is not winning at this point, but they won last time they played.
Yeah. No, it's a heck of a time to be a Kansas City sports fan right now. Which have you been to a current game yet?
You know what? I haven't been down there. I love
that stadium. It's beautiful out there, man. You got to make it to a game.
Do you go to all of them?
Fun. No, I've only been to one, but it was the stadium's. It's pretty nice, man.
What do you think of the atmosphere that versus Peak Sporting?
Well, you know, Peak Sporting when they were amazing. I mean, that stadium's. It's bigger. It's a little bit older stadium now, but it's still top of the line. You still got to go Sporting, but.
Are you going to get yourself any World Cup tickets?
Yeah. I'm definitely going to at least one match, 100%. Yeah, that's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing, man. You gotta do that.
What
you know?
We get six games, right?
I believe so, yeah. Yep.
And you see that Kansas City is going to be the home base for, like, what, three teams?
Yep. Yep.
They're pairing hotels up with the facilities?
Yep. No, I'm at least going to one game. You have to. Maybe we'll get credentials for that, you know?
Things are going well for Kansas City.
We're growing. Well, you know, that's a whole.
Except for that.
We don't have enough time for that topic.
I mean, you got to love living in Kansas City and the sports going on right now.
Oh, 100%.
And like I said, with the local college football, I think you're having your best season with the local college teams.
Hey, you know what? We might get a new Chiefs stadium, right? A new Arrowhead. I'm kind of for that, you know?
Hey, you know, you go wherever, man. I know people don't want to hear it. I just don't want to see them leave the town.
All right. That's it. As long as they stay here, I don't care what they do.
As long as you stay in Kansas City, and you know, I'll have to get over it.
I agree.
I mean, I don't live in a county, so I wasn't able to vote on it.
Me neither. So it makes no difference for me either.
I mean, I live in a county, but not that one.
Not that one.
You live in Clay, right?
Correct. Platt. I live in Platt.
Are you in Platt?
I'm in Platt.
Yeah, I'm in Platt, too. I thought you might have been in Clayside.
No, I'm a Platt guy, you know?
There you go. Me too. We'll get there one day, Julio. Anyway, thanks to Dusty for joining us from the red carpet. Thanks to Ron Kopp, lead analyst from ArrowheadPride.com. Thanks to you for listening. And thanks to Julio Sanchez. Julio, have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. It was good to see you, man. It's been too long.
All right, man. We'll do it again. Later.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
And welcome back. Jay Binkley, Julio Sanchez producing the operation. Dustman checked in from the red carpet where the Chiefs getting another Super Bowl ring, which has become a yearly tradition like any other. And the Panthers and Edmonton now tied at one goal apiece.
You know, he almost sounded like he was a little miserable out there, no?
Who, Dustman?
Yeah.
He's going to go shirtless and beer for the rest of the night? Shower, beer, and shirtless.
Dirty werewolf would, but the new Dusty, no, not so much, you know?
He's pretty excited about the U.S. Open. He's going to watch some of that when he gets
home later.
He's
the crown jewel now, you know?
I knew he'd light up when we talked golf.
I know. There's not many people that'll talk golf
with me here. He will, for sure. It's all like college football whenever Drew and I can, you know, geek out on that.
Nerd out on it, yeah.
We 100% do that. Oh, Florida just scored again. 2-1 now, Florida Panthers in the second period.
I know people
want some exciting. I mean, when you get the game sevens, man, it's the best.
Yeah, yeah.
But the NBA, you're seeing Boston just wipe through Dallas.
Man, I got to say, I'm pretty disappointed in the way Luka has showed himself in the finals. It's not been pleasant.
It's true. You went to the Royals game, you said, last weekend when they came back?
First game of the year on Sunday against Seattle. That was a heck of a game, man.
That's the one they lost, right?
Yeah, they lost in the 10th.
Innings. Yeah. But they had come back.
Yeah.
They'd come back in that game, and then they lose 3-2. New York was just on a different planet, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it was nice to get that win today, because when New York came back and took the lead over the Royals after that great pitching performance from Marsh, it was like, crap, what's going to happen? But then, you know, the resiliency of them, they came back and won the game. That's what you want to see. I mean, this wasn't the Royals of last year and 2 years ago. This is different because they came back and won that game.
They're always in it, man. They're always in it this year. And I got to say, I think it's certainly a positive momentum-wise going into L.A. against the Dodgers. If they would have lost today, man, in a heartbreaking fashion like that, it would have made me a lot more nervous going into this Dodgers series.
Well, the Royals definitely have team's attention. It's not the same Royals they've seen in the past.
No, they're not sneaking up on people anymore.
They've got their attention. By the way, the Dodgers coming off losing 2 of 3, including 1 to the Yankees.
Is that a good or a bad thing, though?
Well, they beat the Yankees 2 out of 3. Then they lost to them. They just split with Texas, and they play Texas again tonight. So we'll see what happens. They could win 2 out of 3 against the Rangers after 2 out of 3 against the New York Yankees.
I feel like it's one of those things where I'd prefer them maybe to take the game tonight, because you don't want them coming in with extra motivation because they've lost 2 of 3, you know?
Yeah, we'll just get Walker back. Let's get Massey back. Let's get Renfro back, because Renfro's just started hitting. You know, there's some missing pieces.
Yeah,
get Melendez to turn around and start hitting again, because that'd be great.
That would be nice.
Because he plays such good defense.
So Sunday, he hit that homer, man, to tie it.
He hit two of them over the weekend.
Yeah. That was nice. It was good to see.
But need to turn around from that. Renfro's turned it around. Can he turn it around eventually? You would hope so. But they've got to get production, you know, from that Andrew Waters.
The outfield, man. The outfield, they need some. Got to step it up.
As long as you got Sal, which is in a bit of a slump at this point. Bobby. Yeah. By the way, I asked this last week when I was here at night. Who from the 2015 team would you remove and put on this team? Like, if you take one guy from that 15 roster and throw him on this one, who would it be? And I brought this up because Vernon talked about it.
I mean, you got to go with someone in the bullpen, right? Someone HDH, right?
Wade Davis.
Yeah, I'm thinking Wade Davis.
It's probably who I'd go. I mean, Kendrys Morales would be so fun on offense.
Yeah.
Or Lorenzo Cain.
I was going to say Lorenzo Cain was
the only guy hitting over 300 that year from that Royals team.
Yeah, because of the offense or the outfield woes.
And he'd steal your bags.
He would
play great defense.
Yep.
Do everything. But I kind of went Wade, too.
Yeah. Lorenzo Cain or Wade, I think, is the right answer.
Most frustrating thing is when you're taking that one run or two run lead and you lose it.
Yeah, that's painful.
You know, like today, when they had the lead, then all of a sudden they didn't have the lead anymore in the Yankees.
But then when you come back, it makes it that much more sweet, you know?
No, it does. It makes that flight to to L.A. so much better, more
Quintero. A little easier.
When Matty Q gets thrown out of the game, he hadn't been thrown out all year, but it's time and place. And
got to bring that passion, man.
Yeah, the team, you know, they fired up and they beat the Yankees.
They responded.
So that's fine.
Yep.
That's exactly what you want to do. But anyway, coming up next, we'll put a bow on this. The Chiefs ring ceremony, the Stanley Cup, the Kansas City Royals and what they're doing. And your reactions as well, 913-586-7610, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. I'm glad we don't have to talk about Crocs anymore. It turns out they're Air Force One, so this is perfect. This is a great night now, Julio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Welcome back, Jay Binkley, Julio Sanchez. 3-1, Florida Panthers over Edmonton. I wonder if that shirtless, the boob girl's there.
You know, I heard she had to shut down all of her social media. Yeah, and
all the attention she was getting.
Well, that's what happens when you flash.
Well, I heard she wasn't going to do that anymore.
Yeah, probably not. You know, that
people loved it.
I'm sure they did, you know.
It inspired the Oilers free to show. The Stanley Cup.
Yeah, you know. Well, did it, though?
I mean, it's not helping them now.
It's not helping them now. That's right. It's a free show for nothing, you know? I mean, potentially could make her a lot of money, though, you know?
Should she have capitalized on that? Probably. I mean, you get that one time, you get that one 15-minute window, you know?
You want to capitalize on that kind of thing, man?
Yeah, I mean, it's money's money, man.
Yeah, you know, you get a, is it worth selling your soul?
No.
You know, I guess she kind of already did, but
I'm not in that situation, so I can't really say.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know that I could.
Yeah, but you're right. She shut down all the social media. She probably would have had every NHL player in the world hitting her up.
Hey, who says she's not? You know?
I was a big fan.
I guess if you're going to show them for free, you might as well get paid for it.
Big fan. I was a big fan. Big fan.
Yeah, I bet. No, I'm not complaining either.
We have Ben Zobrist from that 15 team. Somebody would take.
Solid utility all around kind of guy. Dependable.
I mean, that was, I don't know, you've been here, Julio, a long time, too, and that was probably the most fun I've had that 14 and 15 year.
Oh, yeah, that was my first year here.
Of course, the Chiefs run, I think, you know, has been every bit as fun as that, but we didn't experience anything like that until the Royals did it.
Yeah, no, that kind of broke the mold for us, and like I said, that was my first year here, so that was like, I wish every, and then we went through the stretch, right, where things were pretty bad, so that made me enjoy it even more so.
But I went on one of those deals, and I said, hey, if you win it in 15, I'll take 10 years of mediocrity.
Yeah, you know,
I mean, I said it. I didn't realize it was going to happen.
You got it. Congratulations.
But those championships stay forever. Now, would you take a title with this team if I said 10 more years of mediocrity? Would you take one for another banner being put out there this year? Or would you rather be the Rays and just, you know, be in the postseason all the time?
Does that still leave the option open where they might sneak one in?
You might sneak in to get to the World Series, but you're not going to win one.
But you're not going to win one?
You're not going to win it. You're going to be relevant, but you're not going to win.
I'd take it, man. You have to.
I'd take the title,
The title, man. I'd go through another 10 years of this if it meant winning a title. That's fine, I guess.
I
say that reluctantly,
well,
but
look how long we went. Went 85 to 2015.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you got to make that choice, you have to go with the certainty.
And it's a difficult thing to say which one you do, but because it is tough sitting there saying 10 years of mediocrity if your team's going to be that bad. And
yeah, but those downswings make those upswings so much more sweet, you know? You can't,
but they had a good year in 16, you know, and they still had a lot of their core left in.
I said it back then, that they should have. Being a small market team, broke it down and got something back, and they weren't built to win in the playoffs in 16. It was just.
But they've got to do things. It's like what the Chiefs have done. You know, you turn water into wine. I mean, the Cole Reagans deal, perfect. I mean, you're making great deals. Like what J.J. Piccolo's doing is making good deals for the Royals.
Yeah.
And you have to do it. You have to outsmart teams that are going to outbid you.
You have to do things differently in a smaller market.
Yeah, you got to outbeat them.
You're not the Yankees. You're not the Dodgers. You know, can't just buy things.
Well, the Royals and the Dodgers. It'll be a 9-9. Oh, you know what? Dustman might be in here. Yeah, but Saturday. Well, no, because that's Saturday. That's the weekend series, and we don't have anybody in here on the weekend.
We do
until
not.
Fall. Until fall.
Until fall. Until football season. You know.
I'm here a lot on the weekends.
You used to live here, Bank. Like you got a little bit of a life now, so.
No, I still do on game days, and well, they play. You know, they play every night of the week, so I'll be in here every except for Tuesdays.
I'll be right here with you, man. Well, I'll be out there, but you know. Fun times, fun times.
Wish they would have had you out there tonight, Julio.
You
but
know,
they're not speaking.
I don't know how that would
publicly.
Work. I don't know. I'm not the front man like Dusty is. You know, he's got that personality. I'm not quite there.
I mean, setting up sound.
Oh yeah,
doing
no,
your deal,
you know,
doing your deal.
What Dewey you do? Did not call this time, but maybe next time.
Doing your deal and what you do.
Yeah, and now that you say that, you know, I wish I would have got that call. What's going on?
You will
ask some questions.
You will wait when the season starts. You'll be a busy man.
I usually am. Yep. No complaints.
But you live for the weekends.
Yeah, you know.
You like college football anymore? You still.
You know, I'm not. I just can't.
4-1 now, Florida.
Okay, so it's over. That's what you're telling me.
Well, I mean, it's not over.
It's pretty much over.
It's going to be 3-0 probably. There's still another period.
What period? In the second period?
Second period.
That's a tough one to come back from, man. She better start showing something. They need some help.
You think that she needs to go viral again?
I mean, maybe she would if it meant they won, you know, come back. Rally boobs. I like the sound of that.
2:59 in the second left. Is there time for rally boobs?
I you know, it can't hurt. Let's give it a shot. Why not?
Just saying, you never know.
This is why we're the night shift.
You never know, Julio. You never know which direction you're going to go. But anyway, college football is going to be fun this year. I think it's going to be the best all-around year for the local college.
I'm getting more into
it. Last year was really fun. I mean, the way Kansas kind of turned around with Leipold and what Missouri was doing and Kansas State. I think Kansas State's going to be a power in the Big 12, and I think Kansas could be that power in the Big 12 too. When you take out Texas and Oklahoma. And I think Missouri is going to be a hell of a fun team to watch this year. But the local teams, I think, are all going to be playing well. You're probably going to have the Royals in the postseason. You know, you're probably going to have the Chiefs in the postseason. So, I mean, does it get any better than what's going on in Kansas City? The current?
It's a heck of a time right now.
Sporting is not winning at this point, but they won last time they played.
Yeah, no, it's a heck of a time to be a Kansas City sports fan right now. Which have you been to a current game yet?
You know what? I haven't been down there. I love
it's
that
beautiful.
Stadium.
It's beautiful out there, man. You got to make it to a game. It's.
Do you go to all of them?
Fun. No, I've only been to one, but it was the stadium's. It's pretty nice, man.
What do you think of the atmosphere that versus peak Sporting?
Well, you know, peak Sporting when they were amazing. I mean, that stadium's. It's bigger. It's that's still. It's a little bit older stadium now, but it's still top of the line. You still got to go Sporting, but.
Are you going to get yourself any World Cup tickets?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to at least one match, 100%. Yeah, that's like a once in a lifetime thing, man. You gotta do that.
What
you know?
We get 6 games, right?
I believe so. Yeah. Yep.
And you see that Kansas City is going to be the home base for like what 3 teams?
Yep. Yep.
They're pairing hotels up with the facilities.
Yep. No, I'm at least going to one game. You have to. Maybe we'll get credentials for that, you know?
Things are going well for Kansas City.
We're growing. We're growing. Well, you know, that's a whole.
Except for that.
We don't have enough time for that topic.
I mean, you got to love living in Kansas City and the sports going on right now.
Oh, 100%.
And like I said, with the local college football, I think you're having your best season with the local college teams.
Hey, you know what? We might get a new Chiefs stadium, right? A new Arrowhead. I'm kind of for that, you know?
Hey, you know, you go wherever, man. I know people don't want to hear it. I just don't want to see them leave the town.
All right. That's it. As long as they stay here, I don't care what they do.
As long as you stay in Kansas City, and you know, I'll have to get over it.
I agree.
I mean, I don't live in a county, so I wasn't able to vote on it.
Me neither. So it makes no difference for me either.
I mean, I live in a county, but not that one.
Not that one.
You live in either one. Clay, right?
Correct. Platt. I live in Platt.
Are you in Platt?
I'm in Platt.
Yeah, I'm in Platt, too. I thought you might have been in Clayside.
No, I'm a Platt guy, you know?
There you go. Me too. We'll get there one day, Julio. Anyway, thanks to Dusty for joining us from the red carpet. Thanks to Ron Kopp, lead analyst from ArrowheadPride.com. Thanks to you for listening. And thanks to Julio Sanchez. Julio, have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. It was good to see you, man. It's been too long.
All right, man. We'll do it again. Later.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Welcome back. Jay Binkley, Julio Sanchez. 3-1 Florida Panthers over Edmonton. I wonder if the that shirtless, the boob girl's there.
You know, I heard she had to shut down all of her social media and
all the attention she was getting.
Well, that's what happens when you flash.
Well, I heard she wasn't going to do that anymore.
Yeah, probably not. You know, that
people loved it.
I'm sure they did, you know.
It inspired the Oilers free to show. The Stanley Cup.
Yeah, you know. Well, did it, though?
I mean, it's not helping them now.
It's not helping them now. That's right. It's a free show for nothing, you know. I mean, potentially could make her a lot of money, though, you know.
Should she have capitalized on that? Probably. I mean, you get that one time, you get that one 15-minute window, you know.
You want to capitalize on that kind of thing, man?
Yeah, I mean, it's money's money, man.
Yeah, you know, you get a, is it worth selling your soul?
No.
You know, I guess she kind of already did, but
I'm not in that situation, so you know? I can't really say.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know that I could.
Yeah, but you're right. She shut down all the social media. She probably would have had every NHL player in the world hitting her up.
Who says she's not? You know?
I was a big fan.
I guess if you're going to show them for free, you might as well get paid for it.
Big fan. It was a big fan.
Yeah, I bet. No. I'm not complaining either.
We have Ben Zobrist from that 15 team. Somebody would take.
Solid utility all around kind of guy. Dependable.
I mean, that was, I don't know, you've been here, Julio, a long time too, and that was probably the most fun I've had that 14 and 15 year.
Oh, yeah, that was my first year here.
Of course, so. The Chiefs run, I think, you know, has been every bit as fun as that, but we didn't experience anything like that until the Royals did it.
Yeah, no, that kind of broke the mold for us, and like I said, that was my first year here, so that was like, I wish every, and then we went through the stretch, right, where things were pretty bad, so that made me enjoy it even more so.
But I went on one of those deals, and I said, hey, if you win it in 15, I'll take 10 years of mediocrity.
Yeah, you know,
I mean, I said it. I didn't realize it was going to happen.
You got it. Congratulations.
But those championships stay forever. Now, would you take a title with this team if I said 10 more years of mediocrity? Would you take one for another banner being put out there this year? Or would you rather be the Rays and just, you know, be in the postseason all the time?
Still leave the option open where they might sneak one in?
You might sneak in to get to the World Series, but you're not going to win one.
But you're not going to win one?
You're not going to win it. You're going to be relevant, but you're not going to win.
I'd still take it. I'd take it, man. You have to.
I'd take the title,
I'd take the title, man. I'd go through another 10 years of this if it meant winning a title. That's fine, I guess.
I mean,
I say that reluctantly,
well,
but
look how long we went. Went 85 to 2015.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you got to make that choice, you have to go with the certainty.
And it's a difficult thing to say which one you do, but because it is tough sitting there saying 10 years of mediocrity if your team's going to be that bad. And
yeah, but those downswings make those upswings so much more sweet, you know? You can't,
but they had a good year in 16, you know, and they still had a lot of their core left then.
I said it back then. They should have. Being a small market team, broke it down and got something back, and they weren't built to win in the playoffs in 16. It was just...
But they've got to do things. It's like what the Chiefs have done. You know, you turn water into wine. I mean, the Cole Reagans deal, perfect. I mean, you're making great deals. Like what J.J. Piccolo's doing is making good deals for the Royals.
Yeah.
And you have to do it. You have to outsmart teams that are going to outbid you.
You have to do things differently in a smaller market.
Yeah, you got to outbeat them.
You're not the Yankees. You're not the Dodgers. You know, can't just buy things.
Well, the Royals and the Dodgers. It'll be a nine. Oh, you know what? Dustman might be in here. Yeah, but Saturday. Well, no, because that's Saturday. That's the weekend series, and we don't have anybody in here on the weekend.
We do
until
not.
Fall. Until fall.
Until fall. Until football season. You know.
I'm here a lot on the weekends.
You used to live here, Bank. Like you got a little bit of a life now, so.
No, I still do on game days, and they play. You know, they play every night of the week, so I'll be in here every except for Tuesdays.
I'll be right here with you, man. Well, I'll be out there, but you know, fun times.
Wish they would have had you out there tonight, Julio.
You know,
they're not speaking.
I don't know how that would
publicly
work. I don't know. I'm not the front man like Dusty is. You know, he's got that personality. I'm not quite there.
No, I mean setting up sound.
Oh, yeah,
doing
no,
your deal,
you know.
Doing your deal.
What Dude you do? Did not call this time, but maybe next time.
Doing your deal and what you do.
Yeah, and now that you say that, you know, I wish I would have got that call. What's going on?
You will
ask some questions.
You will wait when the season starts. You'll be a busy man.
I usually am, yep. No complaints.
But you live for the weekends.
Yeah, you know.
You like college football anymore? You still...
You know, I'm not... I just can't.
4-1 now, Florida.
Okay, so it's over. Is what you're telling me.
Well, I mean, it's not over.
It's pretty much over.
It's going to be 3-0 probably. There's still another period.
What period? In the second period?
Second period.
That's a tough one to come back from, man. She better start showing something. They need some help.
You think that she needs to go viral again?
I mean, maybe she would if it meant they won, you know, come back. Rally boobs. I like the sound of that.
2:59 in the second left. Is there time for rally boobs?
It can't hurt. Let's give it a shot. Why not?
Just saying, you never know.
This is why we're the night shift.
You never know, Julio. You never know which direction you're going to go. But anyway, college football is going to be fun this year. I think it's going to be the best all around the year for the local college.
I'm getting more into
it. Last year was really fun. I mean, the way Kansas kind of turned around with Leipold and what Missouri was doing and Kansas State. I think Kansas State's going to be a power in the Big 12, and I think Kansas could be that power in the
Shockingly,
Big 12 too when
yes.
you take out Texas and Oklahoma. And I think Missouri is going to be a hell of a fun team to watch this year. But the local teams, I think, are all going to be playing well. You're probably going to have the Royals in the postseason. You know, you're probably going to have the Chiefs in the postseason. So, I mean, does it get any better than what's going on in Kansas City? The current?
It's a heck of a time right now.
Sporting is not winning at this point, but they won last time they played.
Yeah. No, it's a heck of a time to be a Kansas City sports fan right now. Which have you been to a current game yet?
You know what? I haven't been down there. I love
that stadium. It's beautiful out there, man. You got to make it to a game.
Do you go to all of them?
Fun. No, I've only been to one, but it was the stadium's. It's pretty nice, man.
What do you think of the atmosphere that versus peak Sporting?
Peak Sporting when they were amazing. I mean, that stadium's. It's bigger. It's a little bit older stadium now, but it's still top of the line. You still got to go Sporting, but.
Are you going to get yourself any World Cup tickets?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to at least one match, 100%. Yeah, that's like a once in a lifetime thing, man. You gotta do that.
We get six games, right?
I believe so. Yeah. Yep.
And you see that Kansas City is going to be the home base for like what, three teams?
Yep. Yep.
They're pairing hotels up with the facilities.
Nope. No, I'm at least going to one game. You have to. Maybe we'll get credentials for that, you know?
Things are going well for Kansas City.
We're growing. We're growing. Well, you know, that's a whole.
Except for that.
We don't have enough time for that topic.
I mean, you got to love living in Kansas City and the sports going on right now.
Oh, 100%.
And like I said, with the local college football, I think you're having your best season with the local college teams.
Hey, you know what? We might get a new Chiefs stadium, right? A new Arrowhead. I'm kind of for that, you know?
Hey, you know, you go wherever, man. I know people don't want to hear it. I just don't want to see them leave the town.
All right. That's it. As long as they stay here, I don't care what they do.
As long as you stay in Kansas City, I'll have to get over it.
I agree.
I mean, I don't live in a county, so I wasn't able to vote on it.
Me neither. So it makes no difference for me either.
I mean, I live in a county, but not that one.
Not that one.
You live in either one. Clay, right?
Correct. Platt. I live in Platt.
Are you in Platt?
I'm in Platt.
Yeah, I'm in Platt, too. I thought you might have been in Clayside.
No, I'm a Platt guy, you know?
There you go. Me too. We'll get there one day, Julio. Anyway, thanks to Dusty for joining us from the red carpet. Thanks to Ron Kopp, lead analyst from arrowheadpride.com. Thanks to you for listening. And thanks to Julio Sanchez. Julio, have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. It was good to see you, man. It's been too long.
All right, man. We'll do it again. Later.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.